Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Yes, BTN listeners, it is FRIDAY, and it's time to get your Friday edition of the BTN News Show started. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It's the 10th of June, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in around 5 minutes. All right, I'm going to start out with a little bit of hacker news for your Friday. Oh, no. You on Twitter? Chances are you probably are if you listen to this show. You might want to change your password. In fact, just stop the new show right now and go change it, just to be on the safe side. Seems there's some reports flying around that tens of millions of valid Twitter account credentials, yeah, they've been leaked to the dark web. Mind you, though, Twitter is denying this, saying, no, everything's fine. But according to leaked source, yeah, that's where this info's coming from, in a blog post, they said the data was provided by a user who goes by the alias of Tessa88 at exploit.im, saying that credentials are being traded in the tens of millions on the dark web as I'm talking to you. Twitter said, however, in a statement that we are confident that these usernames and credentials were not obtained by a Twitter data breach. So yes, it's a case of they said this and the other said that, so here's what you need to probably do. Just change your password and then all can be forgotten. Staying in social media news, that means we're moving on to Facebook. Have you got some photos that are in the synced or synced from phone section there on Facebook? Yeah, in your photos little area there? Might want to do something about those because Facebook's going to, they're going to delete them for you. Yeah, that's right. Facebook can do this without your permission. They're going to get into the synced folder unless the user downloads and logs into Moments to transfer them before July 7th. So no, not a whole lot of time left, especially if you got a buttload of photos in there. Moments, you might remember, was launched back in June of 2015, and now they just kind of want to keep everything in one place for you. Probably more like they want to make sure where all your crap is so they can keep an eye on you. Who knows? It's Facebook. Regardless, if you got some treasures there, you better do something with them before they're gone. Lots of things are going on and changing and stuff in tech news today. Like OS X, yeah, you know, the operating system, well, get ready to drop the X. Yes, Apple has kind of inadvertently confirmed there's a major change coming to Mac. And what you've known as Mac OS X or OS X for years, yeah, that's going to be replaced by Mac OS. Basically, so they can keep everything in line with iOS and Watch OS and TV OS. You see where this is going. Now, this was a document actually obtained by Mac Rumors about the WWDC announcement for next Wednesday. Apple stupidly, for a second time, just let that Mac OS kind of thing slip right in there. Funny enough, when this did hit the interwebs, Apple quickly changed the error, replacing Mac OS with OS X. Now we can see what's going on here. Just hope there's a lot more to be unveiled than a name change at WWDC. And finally, who do you know that loves fake plants? I hate the damn things. All they do is collect dust. But that may be about to change, at least for some certain fake plants. Seems that Harvard scientists have developed a leaf-like system that should be more effective, yes, you heard me correctly, say more effective, at converting solar energy than plants themselves. Really? How is that possible? Well, it's basically just a big old jar of bacteria, together with a water-splitting system and a pair of electrodes. So yeah, this doesn't sound very natural now, does it? No. Seems that when the electricity goes through this partly biological system, the electrodes turn the water into hydrogen gas. That then, yes, you can use for fuel and carbon-based materials. Mind you, though, here's the little disclaimer. It's only 10% efficient. Yeah, not really worth much, is it? But they're saying it's better than what real-world plants do. They're only 8%. Woohoo! 2% more. I guess you gotta start somewhere when it comes to making more energy for this planet. I'd say right now, though, you're about 90% off. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Please send us some news. Today's news wasn't much news for Friday. Check out all the great BTN shows, and I mean all the BTN shows, even back to the Bagel Tech days. If you guys remember that, you've been following the network that long. You can find them all over there, britishtechnetwork.com. You can also follow what's going around the BTN network by following us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger, and check out our BTN community over at our Slack room, britishtech.slack.com. The news show shall be taking the weekend off. You do the same. Take the weekend off. You deserve it. Don't worry, though. We'll be back on Monday getting you caught up in the best technology news that will be happening over the weekend. But until then, it's Friday. Kick back and have a cold one. And thank you very much for listening.